If there's one thing I've always loved, it's cooking myself a good meal. And I mean a really good meal. But I gotta say, lately I've been so busy, I think I'm just running out of ideas. I always go to the store and I'm so overwhelmed. I mean, do I want a zucchini or a cucumber? Do I want this? Do I want that? Not to mention, I don't know how fresh these ingredients are, and I'd like to know that I'm eating quality food. HelloFresh gets me right out of that cooking rut. It takes the guesswork out of meal planning, and there's over 40 recipes to choose from every single week. Not to mention, the produce is farm to door for peak ripeness for a bunch of different chef-crafted recipes. So come on, what are you waiting for? Go to HelloFresh.com/50Shadow and use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/50Shadow. Use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping to receive America's number one meal kit.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
This is Shadow Realm.
Previously on Shadow Realm.
Wrong about what?
Don't leave! No!
Maybe I'll go back to where it all happened.
You told me you can't just use your Brahmin Shakti whenever you want.
I traveled through the time-space dimension, looking for just the right moment until, yes, there. Suddenly, I was back in time, just a few minutes before I lost Ta at the top of Hayes Street Hill. I appeared in a crowd as two runners reached the top and started celebrating by dancing all out to disco blaring from a boombox nearby. I made my way down the hill when I spotted Ta and the young man he was speaking to, who I now knew was Hamid. He wore an old green hoodie that looked like it hadn't been washed in a year. The sleeves were pushed up, and you could barely see his dark skin under a web of tattoos. His hair was a totally unexpected color of purple, cropped so short it was almost like they put the color on a bald head. And just like before, they were arguing.
Stop this!
I'm going to make you listen. You can't keep ignoring it. Ignoring me.
Hamid, stop.
Hamid! That's the same name Ta said just before he died. The one Sara recognized as his friend. What was he doing? I ran closer to their voices, recklessly pushing through anyone in my way.
I'm trying to make you understand.
Now, as I was closing in, the young man's arms shot up. I didn't even think, I just acted. I summoned the power of my Brahmin Shakti and held Hamid in place. No, he wouldn't be attacking an old man today. An onlooker would have seen the most bizarre sight. An invisible force holding the man in place and his arms outstretched. But then I saw it. Ta stumbled back, tripping over a curb and crumpling to the ground. Hamid wasn't pushing Ta. He was trying to catch him. The crowd pressed in around me as I tried to get to Ta. But it was too late. The police got there first, and my holding Hamid in place meant he was the only one they saw.
Hey! What's going on here? What? Get an ambulance over here now. Hey, you! Stop!
What do you mean? Wait, why are you arresting me? I didn't do anything!
Sure.
If I could just tell you what happened.
Sure, we could talk. Down at the station.
Wait, it wasn't him! He's a friend! Before I could catch the cop's attention, my Brahmin Shakti snapped me back into the present. Suddenly I was back in the hospital, squinting as my eyes adjusted to the light. I closed my eyes and tears rolled down my cheeks, wishing I had found answers, but all I had was more questions. One thing I knew for sure, I wasn't living up to the meaning of my name. Arya, protector of the people. And who did I protect today? No one. Ta is dead. Hamid is at the police station, accused of assault. And I still don't know what happened. I was so upset that my plan didn't work, and guilty that it had caused more harm than good. I wanted to stay there, for Sara, but I would tell her about what I saw tomorrow, but it was just too much to ask of her tonight.
Arya, go home. I'm okay. Get some sleep.
So I walked home in the glow of the streetlights, and I made a promise to myself that in the future, I would do everything in my power to live up to my given name, no matter what. When I got home, I went straight to bed, but I couldn't sleep. And apparently Sara couldn't sleep either. Because when I texted her about hanging out tomorrow, she called me just a second later. Sara? It's 4 a.m.
I know. But I couldn't wait till tomorrow. There is a bouquet of 12 of those black flowers on my doorstep.
The image of Ta's cap with the black flower on it flashed before my eyes.
But this time, the flowers had a note addressed to me.
What? What did it say?
Well, it's really weird. It's a verse from the Hebrew Song of Songs. Like a rose among thorns, so is my darling among the maidens.
The Song of Songs? Isn't that a Hebrew love poem?
Yeah, but it's more than just about love. It's about the relationship between God and God's people, and it's connected to the Book of Revelations. A strong bond.
So, like a friendship?
Yes, exactly. It's about the way rose petals open to reveal the beauty of the flower when they bloom. But those flowers definitely aren't roses, right? What the heck? What does any of this mean?
I don't know. But I do know one thing. Hamid didn't hurt Ta.
What?
When I went back in time, I saw him trying to save him from something, even before the fall. He kept telling Ta he was gonna make him listen, and he couldn't keep ignoring him.
And at the hospital, Ta said he was wrong. Maybe Hamid knows what was after him. What's after me?
We've got to talk to Hamid.
And also show him this. The letter that we got with the flowers had an old-fashioned wax seal.
Who even uses a wax seal these days?
Yeah, I thought it was weird too. So I looked into it, and traditionally, wax seals were used by people in power. Royals, monarchs, heads of organizations, and a lot of the time, they were used in place of someone's actual signature on important documents, like contracts or agreements.
So that means that seal could help us figure out who sent the letter.
Exactly. I haven't found anything yet, but maybe Hamid will know. I just sent you a picture.
Great. And Sara, be careful, okay? The sun was just starting to rise. Morning, Pa.
Morning!
As he did every morning, Pa began to set the small table in the corner of our kitchen for breakfast. Coffee cups were out, delicious-looking hot muffins sat on one of Ma's favorite breakfast plates, and coffee was percolating in probably the oldest coffee pot on the planet. As I watched him go through his morning routine, I realized how much older he's been looking since Ma died last year. Hair a little grayer and thinner, body a little slower, but still with the same sparkle in his eye and warm smile that always made me feel good and protected.
Coffee's almost ready. Have something to eat, Arya.
I'm not that hungry. I couldn't really sleep last night. Hey, Pa, I know this sounds weird, but I think Ta was in danger, and now maybe Sara is too. But no matter what I do, I feel like I keep making things worse.
Whoa. What? Arya, you could be overreacting. A lot has happened over the past few days.
But everything that's happened, and what Sara and her family are going through right now, it doesn't seem fair. Why does this stuff happen?
Ta was a victim of terrible circumstances.
Like Ma.
Yes. Like Ma. There's a greater plan that no one gets to control or fully understand. And chaos is all a part of it. Out of everyone, your Ma always had the most nuanced understanding of how the darkness has a role in our lives, just as much as the light.
Really?
Oh, yes. It's all energy. And there is always a balance between chaos and order, good and evil. And Vishnu is the preserver of that balance. Come, look.
Pa walked over to Ma's altar, kept in the corner of our old, large living room, and I followed behind him. The altar was beautiful, covered with her favorite images, statues, incense, and candles. He pointed to a black flower carved out of stone.
Here. This is here for Vishnu.
Pa, that's the same black flower that was on Ta's cap the day he died. What does it mean?
It's a mark of Vishnu, son. A sign discovered in old manuscripts symbolizing a shift in the universe. Your Ma used to say, when the marks of Vishnu make themselves known to man, it foretells a break in the balance between order and chaos.
Do you think I should be worried? Pa's silence told me all I needed to know. I had to call Sara and get her somewhere safe.
Next time on Shadow Realm.
Oh my god!
Aya! Aya, the plan!
Come with me, Beelzebub.
Spoken Layer.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member? For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.